This episode of the Circle of the Painted podcast, we have a conversation with Abby Solomon. So when I was looking around to find some people that could tell me about the impact that pickleball has had on their lives, I found out Abby Solomon. In fact, she sent me an email, and when I read it, I went, wow, talk about a great message. So I'm not going to give it away, but I want you to listen to the common thread that she has seen through her journey into pickleball. Abby, thank you so much for being on the podcast with me today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for the information you sent me. We're getting deeper into this, the power of pickleball and how it changes lives. And it's just, quite frankly, it's a little bit overwhelming to me to hear how much it has impacted your life. So thank you for being on here and sharing your story. First of all, before I get started, happy birthday. It's a late happy birthday, but you had a big birthday. You don't have to mention the number.
Yes. And I don't mind. I'm feeling good walking into 40. So.
All right. It's a good time. 40 didn't bother me. Turning 30 did because I was supposed to be a grown up, but all the other zeros didn't bother me. All right. So tell us how you got into pickleball. First of all, how'd you get into the game?
Okay. Well, pickleball kind of came to me kind of out of nowhere. I had been on a little bit of a health journey for a while, and I'm kind of a person that I don't like to go run on a treadmill. That is not my kind of workout. I need something fun. I need some music. I need some exciting things to be going on for my workout. So I typically do things like Zumba. Hip hop step is a new one this last year that I've come across. Kickboxing, anything, usually group fitness is where it's at for me. But anyway, I was working a recruitment event for Bethany Christian Services, which is the foster care and adoption agency that I work for in the Augusta area. So I was out there trying to recruit some foster families out in Columbia County, Georgia, and met a woman named Bethany. She actually stopped by my booth. And of course, anybody that stops up to my booth, I am trying to spread the word about foster care and adoption. And so I very quickly went into my skill on foster care and adoption before even knowing her name was Bethany.
Yeah.
Once I found out her name was Bethany, I said, oh, well, that makes sense now why you even stopped by in the first place. Of course, it wasn't the only reason she stopped by, turned out, but that did bring her over initially, which I'm so thankful it did. Bethany was out there promoting some health and wellness program that she was working with called Club Fit, where she had some supplemental items that she was selling out there. And I needed some of what a Bethany had, honestly, because even though I had the activity part of things down, I wasn't really doing so well on the nutritional side of things. And so her and I got to talking about that, and we just realized we had a great deal in common, a great deal of things to talk about. Her and I became fast friends after that recruitment event. She got me set up with the Club Fit program, which I participated in with her. And she was kind of like a coach for me, kind of encouraging me, kind of keeping me on pace, making sure I'm getting the educational videos that I needed to get. And so she was kind of there with me through that. And honestly, after the first 6 weeks, I noticed some differences. So what she was doing and telling me to do was showing. And so we would share different types of activities that we like to do. And she brought pickleball to the table, and I had never played, but I was very excited about the fact that it was like tennis, but a smaller court. Because I can play tennis, but I'm not real good at it because I'm only 5'3". And so I just can't cover the court with my short legs. So people whoop me in tennis. So on a cold November morning, November of 2023, Bethany invited me out to Blanchard Park in Augusta, which is nowhere near the nice pickleball courts that we have out here in Aiken. I mean, we are blessed beyond measure to have what we have out here in Aiken.
Mm.
But it's four little courts out there in Augusta. When we got there, a lady named Miss Kay was there who Bethany had played with a little bit, not much, but a little bit. And I had never played ever. Miss Kay is a little bit of an older lady, but I'd say probably it's hard to say her age because she looks fantastic. But I'd say at least 65. She could be older, but she looks wonderful. Anyway, Miss Kay was the sweetest lady and basically just walked us through pickleball. It was just the three of us. And so she explained it the best she could with just the three of us, because it's normally played with four. We played for probably about 20 minutes. We were playing, and she knocked a little drop shot over, and I went for it. And somehow, almost face planted. Thank God I didn't face plant, but I caught myself on my pinky finger and
Oh.
ripped my entire pinky nail off.
Oh.
So here I am with these two people, these two sweet women that I barely know, and I've got blood squirting everywhere.
Oh,
And both of
no.
them are like, how did this even happen? You know, like, what a freak pickleball accident, you know, maybe a twisted ankle, or you know, you ran into the fence, but to have all that going on.
That's a first. That's the first I've heard of.
So we were able, I was actually, this was very early in the morning. This is about 7:30 in the morning. I actually planned a full entire work day after this. And so I was injured, so obviously I had to stop playing. They actually continued playing after we addressed my poor pinky finger with the napkins between the three of us.
Like one more game. Were they doing that? One more game. One more game. You
Yes,
ever
they were
do
like,
that,
we can
Abby?
still
One more
get one
game.
more in.
Go
Yes,
ahead.
yes.
I'm sorry. One more game.
But so I got doctored up as best as I could there, and then went to my first home visit because I do home visits with foster kids for my work. And my foster family had a significant first aid kit that they are required to have anyway to be
Hey.
foster parents.
Can I ask you, you didn't expect me to ask you this, but if you don't mind, this is a good time. Do you mind telling us more about Bethany Christian Services, what you do?
I do not mind at all. Bethany Christian Services is a faith-based nonprofit foster care adoption agency that basically partners with the state of Georgia. So we're not working with the state, but we do partner with them. And basically, the state hires us as agencies to help them find homes that will take in children with higher needs. Some of our teenagers, man, we have a rough time finding homes for teenagers, and large sibling groups. And so when the state's homes can't fulfill that need, that's when they reach out to what were called child placement agencies, and we assist them with those harder to find families. And I'll tell you, my Bethany Christian Services families out there in the Augusta, Evans, Thompson area, cream of the crop. I'm telling you, I could not ask for any better families than I have out there right now. And that says a lot because I've worked other places in child welfare. I actually worked for the state of Louisiana before doing this. And it wasn't the same. My level of quality parents was different. But these here, they are the cream of the crop. I have one family out in Harlem, Georgia, that has 10 children in the home. Five of them are foster children, and four of the five are medically fragile foster children.
Oh, that's a special family to
You know, I'll tell you what, God has given them supernatural abilities, because that's the only justification I can come up with to explain how this family does what they do. They do it so well. They love on these babies as long as they're allowed to love on them for. And unfortunately, they have lost a few of the children due to the medical complications, of course. You just don't know sometimes. And that's the unfortunate thing with those kids, is that they still need someone to love them, even for that little amount of time that they may be here with us. So, yeah, that
Oh.
family, the Marrier family out in Harlem, Georgia, is amazing. And they run an animal sanctuary, and they have a special needs accessible farm that children in wheelchairs can come visit anytime. It's called Mad Hatter Farm, and it's in Harlem, Georgia, and they
Mad
are.
Hatter Farms. Thank you. Thank
Yes.
you. Thank you for letting me go that. You know, to talk about the power of pickleball, and then you're involved in that kind of service. We had to just pause there for a minute because that's amazing the impact that they're having on families. Do you mind if I include a link? Is there like a website link to where you work at,
Sure.
including the show notes?
Yes, Bethany.org.
Okay.
That would be great. Thank you.
Thank you for letting me do a. It just didn't seem you talk about the power of pickleball, but yet. The power of adopting somebody that has critical needs like that. They're, you know, just amazing. All right. So you went to Vic, so you got injured. There's
Yes.
they're going one more, but they help you out. And then you
Yes.
go visit your family. So what happens from there?
Yeah, I go to my foster families. That she had some great glue that she hooked me up with, got me set up enough to get by through the day. I work my full work day. I come home that night, my fingers start swelling a little bit. It's not looking so hot. So I decide that I better just go to urgent care. Let's be on the safe side. I'm not trying to lose a appendage here. Go to urgent care, get very lucky there. I mean, it's hit or miss there. You could be waiting for 4 hours, you can get right in. God was certainly looking out for me. I got right in that night. They started soaking my fingers, seeing some of the swelling, and the doctor said, you really ought to have this looked at a little bit more. I mean, it was just looking pitiful. So he soaked it off. He said, I know a guy at Fort Eisenhower. They're wanting referrals. You have TRICARE, they can get you in tomorrow. I said, I'll believe that when I see it. I've had military insurance for 17 years now, and I know exactly how this works, so much that I typically go with a non-military provider because I don't feel like I get quick enough help from the military sometimes. But sure enough, they got me right into Fort Eisenhower at 8 a.m. the next morning, which happened to be my 39th birthday. So at Fort Eisenhower on my 39th birthday, they didn't make me feel silly for being there for my poor broken pinky nail. tried to put it back in place and save it. Unfortunately, it wasn't salvageable, but they were able to get me cleaned up, splinted up, to where I wouldn't lose a finger. Gave me some steroids so I wouldn't get an infection. And I'd say it probably took maybe about a week or two before I could use it again. Now, that pinky nail took about 4 or 5 months to grow back, but
Yeah.
I was able to use my pickleball hand in 2 weeks.
You push through. You
I
still
pushed
play.
through. I pushed
Yeah.
through and I continue playing. I mean, I was immediately hooked. Even after getting hurt, I knew that I was going to be playing pickleball again, and I could not wait to get back out there.
You'd mentioned pickleball being a distraction for you.
I was going through some personal circumstances in my home, and meeting Bethany really came on time for me. I was working from home. We had just moved to the area in 2018, and so I didn't have a lot of social interaction. I didn't have a lot of friends here. And I'm a type that I enjoy being around friends. I'm a social person. And so when Bethany came into my life, I know that God placed her very intentionally in my life, because not only did he give me a friend, but he gave me a friend that was motivated in her health and wellness journey. And he knew that was a component that I needed some work in, especially during that time. And so pickleball was really a healthy distraction for me. It gave me an outlet. It gave me something to do. instead of, I don't know, sit home and have a drink, I was able to go out and play pickleball. It was just a healthier alternative for me. And it provided me with those same endorphins that hip hop step and Zumba and those group fitness activities that I enjoyed so much. This was giving me that plus some. This gave me some competition that I could throw in with it. So that kind of added an additional layer for me. And I will say, simultaneously, as I discovered pickleball, I also began searching for other resources to help me with my circumstances at home. And that came in, church, that came through support groups, that came through friendships and relationships that have been developed, just various sources of help. And all that God definitely planted in my life at exactly the right time. I mean, when I went to a first support group session, I was a hot mess because I didn't know what I was doing, how I was going to do it, what was going to make this right. Turns out I didn't have control over as many things as I thought I did, which I now know, thankfully. But at that time, walking into that room, it was so scary. It was so scary. But I'll tell you what, I sat by a girl named Ashley, who was a very, very close friend of mine now. But she basically put her hand on my leg and she said, "You're so brave. You are so brave. I'm so glad that you made the decision to come here." And the comfort that I felt when she said that to me, I mean, I can't even explain it. And the best part about this, after I started going to that support group, I saw God started sprinkling these people out in my everyday life. I mean, I couldn't go anywhere without running into somebody that I met either through pickleball or through my support group or through church. And that just really solidified for me what God was doing in my life. I mean, he is just showing off. He is like making it as clear as day for me. And it turned out that Ashley, guess what? Loves pickleball just as much as I do. So, of course, once her and I discovered that we had that common interest, oh, we took off from there. I mean, we played singles for the longest time because we just weren't involved like we are now. We didn't have other people like we do now. And so, but we would just get out there to play and get our minds right, get it off of the distractions of the everything else that's going on in life and just have fun and play pickleball. So,
Yeah, we may need to play. It's not easy to find somebody to play singles. Now I know somebody. Come over your way. It's not easy. You guys, you and Ashley, y'all playing a tournament. You playing a
We
tournament?
did. We had been playing for a couple months. So we thought we'd try our hand. It was actually recommended by Cindy at the Southern Pickleball Academy. She mentioned a little beginner scramble. And we both thought, well, we're pretty good. Ashley actually is a previous tennis player, and her backhand is beautiful. I mean, she's just good. She is really, really good at pickleball. Her sh returns are low. Beautiful player. But so I felt pretty confident with her as my partner because I'm like, oh, well, I got Ashley. We'll be good. Well, I didn't realize that scramble meant we're going to scramble you all up. And so. I'd never done a tournament. Ashley had never done a tournament, so that w took me off a little bit because there were some people there that were a little more serious than I was used to, a little more competitive than I was used to. And I'm always competitive, but not to a point where it's going to make me a nasty person. Like, that just takes all the fun out of it for me. Like, I don't want to get nasty with it. Yeah, I want to win. But it's like, you can't win them all. But so that tournament was a very humbling experience at Hounds Lake. We were playing with a 20-something-year-old named Allie, who was apparently she never played, but was really good. Like she played all the time. And it turns out her mom, Denise, and then her grandmother, Toni, all play pickleball. So it kind of just like ran in their blood. Anyway, she whooped us. She whooped all of us. I played with her one game and I won, but she ended up winning the tournament, of course. So she had youth on her side and pickleball in her blood.
Yeah, it's a fun anything. I hope more people sign up, listen to this and sign up for tournaments. You have to deal with a little bit of the, well, it's competition, so people take it. So there's some of that. But if somebody signs up and they've had done one and that was the experience, give it another chance. Give it another chance. You know, keep going at it.
I would definitely
And
say that because it's what you want out of it. That's the way you got
yes.
to look into it. You got to let it begin with you. So yeah, they can be competitive and nasty, but I don't have to be nasty.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right. Hey, you mentioned, I want to back up and then go forward again. I just want to kind of repeat this. So you were in a bit of a dark place. You were really struggling. And you either prayed for help or you're in that position that you were, he prayed through you for help. And then what happened? I just want to repeat this back, make sure I have it right. Then these people started coming up around you.
Yes.
And you, it's almost like I'm in this, but you said, I'm in this place, and I don't know what to do. I'm struggling. And then I go out and about and hear these people coming up around me, people from church, people in pickleball. That's, I'm saying that correctly. Like all of a sudden, here you go. You have the support group.
Yes. And it was very like that, you know, I mean that, and they were just coming up out of everywhere. The support group was a really good place for me to find a great deal, but then through pickleball, even, you know, and just being around people that can understand what you're going through and may have had a similar experience was super helpful to it, because it's very isolating. Sometimes you, when you're going through things, you think, oh, I'm the only one that has this problem and I can't share it with anybody because I don't want to be a burden to them. And that's just completely the wrong perspective to take, honestly. It's really helpful to get it off your chest. It's really helpful when others understand and aren't judgmental of you. They're just there to listen, to be supportive. And that is very much what I've gotten from pickleball, church, my support group. And like I said, God just was making them very obvious to me. You know, the very next day after the first time I went to my support group, I ran into somebody at the UPS store. That same day, I ran into two more at the gym. And it's like, and they hadn't been to the gym in like years until that day, you know? So it made sense to me that God had placed them there for a reason. And I've always believed that God is very intentional with the people that he places in our lives, no matter the length of time. It could be a moment in time. It could be years of a friendship. I just think he's very intentional with his friendships.
Wow. This has gone way beyond pickleball, and I'm glad. Because that's really what this life is about, isn't it? Just do the very best you can to follow him and let him take care of you and love on you and bring the right people around you. And what'd you call it in the email you sent me? God winks, maybe is what you.
Oh yeah. Bethany refers to these little moments as God winks. And she mentioned to me a couple weeks ago, she said, you know, you've shared so many of these God winks, because she's kind of got a front row seat to how this is played out in my life, and said so. She said, since you've been mentioning these God winks, you know, I'm starting to see a lot more of those myself. And you know, you just got to be open to seeing them and receptive to receiving them, which is so much easier than resisting it to me.
It is because when you didn't expect these questions, so thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
When you see a God wink or you feel a God wink, and you mentioned sometimes you engage for a week, sometimes it's a lifelong, sometimes it's, how do you know? How do you know, okay, this season's going to last a day, a month, or a year? How do you discern what to do?
You know, it's hard. It's hard sometimes because sometimes you may think it be a moment and then it comes back and circles around back to a longer period of time. You know,
Yes.
it's hard to really discern what that is. So what I do is I just give God control, and I do this very much in my personal and my professional life, because you know, working for a faith-based agency, He does my matching for my families for me. I tell people all the time, God makes it so easy for me to do this. He shows me, directs me exactly there. And I'll tell people how fortunate I am to see him this clearly because not all my life have I been able to see God very clearly like this. I think he's making a point to me right now. I think he's like, look, stop doubting me. Don't you dare doubt me. I want you to know that I'm here. And I'm going to make that very clear to you so that you can no longer, waver on the fence. Like, that I'm here.
Yes, it'd be interesting for us to play single sometime or play whatever. And let me ask you, how does this story play out? Because it seems like it's an ongoing. He's doing something. He's showing you something. Maybe it's just an ongoing journey of God wings, Abby. I mean, that's
You
how it
know,
works.
I'm
That's how it
leaning
works.
towards that. I think that, that life ebbs and flows, and it is an ongoing process of maturation and growth. Like New Year's resolutions, I'm not a fan of them because I feel like every day I'm intentionally trying to be better than the day before. Whatever that may be, and maybe it's pickleball one day, maybe, I try to be less confrontational, maybe I try to communicate better. Whatever it may be, I think it's an ongoing
Oh
process.
yeah. Thank you. You just gave us a mini sermon, a mini lesson, a mini sermon can come across. That was just beautiful. Thank you. You gave us a mini sermon there. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now I'm a little bit speechless. I gotta have to, but okay, so you send me a picture, you sent me this picture, and it was a great picture. I was like, whoa, of the spicy pickles.
Oh, yes. Okay. There are two groups that I do need to mention in this podcast. One is my early bird special group, which came before the spicy pickles, and the other is the spicy pickles. Let me let you know about the early riser group first. So the early riser group got formed because I, as a working individual, have to work, unfortunately. I can't just play pickleball all morning. So we decided that we would play very early in the morning, 7:30 each morning. And when it was hot, that was perfect time because the sun would be out already. We had these little shady courts that we would fight the other morning group to get on first. Every Thursday, we'd show up just a little bit earlier to get that court. And it just grew. We didn't really care about skill level in that group. We were more, we just want to have fun. We just want to go out, get our exercise in the morning, have a couple laughs, have a couple smiles, and people were really attracted to that. Our friends started saying, "Hey, I want to get in on this early riser group." And we invited a lady named Tish that had not played very much pickleball, but she was interested in it. And she was so glad that we had her out there. And just so she was like, "You guys were so welcoming. I'm horrible. You guys didn't care." And we really don't. We just like to be out there playing. And so a couple weeks after Tish joined us, we actually had a 70th birthday party for Tish out
How
there on
about
the pickleball
that?
court.
You just met her, and it's several weeks after you're helping her celebrate her birthday.
Yep,
That's it.
70th birthday, a big milestone birthday. She loved it. She came out there. We had mimosas, we had quiche. The other morning group was extremely jealous of what we had going on over there. I mean, it was a blast. So the early risers has really, I think we're up to almost 20 people now in our early riser group text. And so not all of us can make it every Thursday. And we've actually been playing in the afternoons because it's a little bit chillier out. And we just try to get together whenever we can, really. It doesn't have to be on Thursdays, but that group chat is always going with something. But from the early riser group spawned off Spicy Pickles. Some of my early risers were in on the league already and had mentioned it to me. And so I was like, yeah, I mean, if it involves pickleball, I'm in. You could just assume that I'm in. So they knew I'd be an easy grab for the team. And they said, do you know anybody else? And I said, well, a couple more of our early risers would be perfect spicy pickles. So grabbed Ashley, brought Ashley on board, brought Jim B, Jim P on board. And then came the spicy pickles. The spicy pickles were formed. So this was formed of mostly people I knew, but there were a couple that I had not met until the spicy pickles were formed. So Nancy was our captain. I did not know her. We picked up a girl named Sandy, I guess in the process of assigning leagues, maybe Sandy got given to us. And I think those, and Marion was the other person I didn't know. All the other spicy pickles I knew, I was familiar with. So that was wonderful. I went to my first practice with the spicy pickles over at Hounds Lake. It was me, Janet, Nancy, and Sandy. And I knew Janet already from my early riser group. We practiced. I saw Sandy was really good. I was just excited. I was just excited from the beginning of that season. I could tell we had a strong team. I was pumped. Actually, after that first practice, I mentioned this in my piece to you. After that first day of meeting Sandy, I went to New Moon, which I frequent periodically. It's a nice place. Good food, good coffee. Sandy, I ran into Sandy at New Moon that next day, and I was going through some things with my daughter again, that whole personal information. That's a whole nother podcast, honestly. Anyhow, I sit down to talk with Sandy for a minute. I said, oh, aren't you Sandy? She, oh, yeah, from pickleball, So we sit down, we talk for a minute, we're just kind of chit chatting, and she's asking about my kids, which that comes up in typical conversation. That day was not the day to ask about my kid, though, because I was going through some things and I overshared a great deal. But Sandy was so, just so sweet. She just listened. She took it in. She didn't make me feel poorly for oversharing, even though I did. Still, I felt embarrassed about oversharing, but she was so sweet. She said she'd pray for me, and I just know that God placed her there in that moment when I obviously needed to get that off of my chest. And she was the perfect person for it. I didn't even know her that well, but she was perfect for it. And we went on to have a wonderful season. I was front line for a while, me and Marion, who I had not played with. We were partnered up together for the first few games. And it was either the first or second game that I was playing with Marion. And I looked over at her and I was kind of nervous in the league because it was a little more competitive. There was a little bit on the line, and so I was a little nervous. But she looked at me and kind of nodded her head at me. And I swear to you, JD, I saw my grandmother's face. And now she resembles my grandmother, but in that moment, my grandmother's face was there. And it just brought this calm over me that is very difficult to explain
Peace, sense
because,
of peace.
yes, and it was just out of nowhere. But again, that was just a confirming thing for me. Like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And, my grandmother, I actually, in 2018, when we moved here, I bought my grandmother's home after the year after she passed away. So it just makes it even more special that I saw her face in Marion that night. And it's just so confirming to me that I'm on the right track here.
You know what I hear there too, and I want people to hear this, is you mentioned God winks when you were really in a difficult place. You mentioned him when you were in a pickleball mat. He winks at us in the grocery store, on the pickleball court, on the where we're in the dark places, doesn't he? I'm listening to you tell this story. He's winking at you through the highs, through the lows, through the middle places, isn't he?
I'll tell you, Jada, even up until last night, I mean, he is working through pickleball with me. Last night, I was driving home from Augusta because that's where I work at. I was headed back to Aiken and I was having a moment. A song came on and it just kind of hit me in an emotional way and reminded me of my daughter and some of the personal things that we're going through. And so I was having a moment. I was emotional. I was feeling it, you know. And then Roxanne, a pickleball pal, was texting me at the same time. And I was so thankful she did, because although I needed to feel those feelings, I also didn't need to sit there and dwell in it, you know. And so I realized I hadn't told her about the podcast. And so she got me talking about that. And I just, you know, I just lit up. The weight was lifted off. I was glad I had the moment. I was glad I felt those feelings, but I was glad I was able to shift also.
Oh
So
yeah.
even up until last, you know, I mean, it's all the time. It's all the
All the
time.
time. All the time. Yeah, and you shared in what you sent me. Again, what you sent me is was extraordinary. I mean, I've never had anyone describe pickleball that way. You even described what we all wish for our kids one day. And it had a pickleball connection.
Yes, you know what? That was something that really fueled me in the beginning, is that my son wanted to come play and he actually enjoyed it. He'll be 17 in February, and so yes, anybody that has teenagers knows how extremely difficult it is for them to do anything with you, period. Even at home. I mean, he doesn't even want to be around me at home. So,
I know. I have two of them. I have two of them.
yep, the fact that he was out there with me and enjoyed it was amazing. He's got a girlfriend now, so his priorities have shifted. But recently I was able to get him back out there again, and I'm probably going later tonight, and we'll probably invite him to come with me tonight. I'm trying not to be forceful with it, because again, I want him to want it. So, and if I start forcing things, they don't really want it anymore. So.
Yeah, thanks for the advice there. I have a son that says he's never seen me play or play, and he goes, "Dad, I can beat you. I beat you, Dad. I'm going to beat you." I said, "Oh, he's 20. And he just turned 20, but
Oh, okay.
so I get it." But you know, as you say, that's another beautiful thing about pickleball. So in the beginning, you referenced it. You met somebody that you weren't sure of their age, but you played with them right away, and then you're playing with somebody that's 70, and then you're going out and having a good time playing with your son. So
Yeah.
it's breaks all age barriers.
And I'll tell you, a lot of times while Ashley and I were out there playing initially, we would find ourselves running into young adults a great deal on the pickleball courts that weren't experienced players, and they could, I guess, just kind of tell that we were nice, and they would come over and they'd say, can we play? And we'd be like, yeah, of course, you know. But we found ourselves in that situation on more than one occasion, you know. And I said, Ashley, there is like something to this. Like, we're out here for a bigger purpose, you know. And it turned out one of the groups of young people that we ran into actually knew her daughter, who's 24. And you know, it's just crazy what a small world it is
Oh yeah,
sometimes, things
it
work
is.
out like that.
Yeah. So you he actually were in church one day, right? And you had somebody go forward.
Yes, this is a fun story. I will tell you about this. I'm actually playing with Tyler later tonight, and I'm so excited to see him. I want to be careful how I say this, because I don't want Tyler to get offended. But so, okay. Bethany had not met Tyler before, and she was coming to play with us. We were meeting up with Jen and Tyler. And so I was just telling Jen a little bit about Tyler, like, hey, I don't know him very re well, but he's this 20, late 20s guy. He drives a Mustang. He seems, you know, he seems kind of full of himself, is kind of how I said. He's funny, he's nice, but he just kind of had that persona a little bit. And so, you know, she took it with a grain of salt. We went out there, we played, we had a great time. The very next day, I go to church and I see Tyler, and I instantly recognized him because I had just played with him the night before. You know, so I went and I said, hey, what's up? You know, gave him a hug and was glad to see him there, because I I thought that I had seen him the week before, but the week before I did not instantly recognize like I did this week. So I go sit down. My son's with me, his girlfriend's with me. And the service starts. We do our praise and worship, and then they do baptisms. Well, sure enough, Tyler is up there, and the preacher's telling his story and his testimony. And I'm just so surprised. I'm just like, this has got to get, God, he's just showing off. He just really does. So I'm sitting there and I'm listening to his testimony, and it turns out, I'm not going to go into depth, that's more Tyler's story, but it turns out there was some similarities to what was going on in my personal life. Tyler was a military veteran. My husband is a military veteran, and he was struggling quite a bit. So much that week before, when he came to church, he was going to take his own life.
Oh no.
At 2 a.m. in the morning, and decided to come to a 9 a.m. New Spring service.
Oh. Mm.
So thankful that Tyler made the decision to come to church that morning, because that's what eventually led to his decision, to
Yeah.
follow Christ. And it was just so beautiful to hear his testimony. And then, of course, I felt like a just a little bit of a judgy person the day before, because I had made those comments about Tyler that, turned out were probably just kind of a facade for him, while he was going through his things. And I'm typically not a judgmental person, and I like Tyler. And so I didn't have any ill intention with it. But then, of course, after hearing his testimony, I felt, oh my God, you're such a jerk. How could you even say something about this poor
Oh.
struggling military veteran up here who's obviously the nicest person in the world?
Yes.
So,
Yeah.
Tyler gets baptized. I was so excited. I'm so happy for him. And at the end of that service, when they did the altar call, my son actually stands up to dedicate his life.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
what a big win. What a big win. But, and I, Tyler doesn't even know this story yet, and I plan to mention it to him tonight before the podcast comes out. But I think Tyler was a big, big reason that my son felt confident enough to stand up.
Wow.
I really do.
Mm.
And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful that Tyler, went up there and shared that beautiful testimony and story so that I could, I see him in a completely different light now. I mean, like I said, I already loved him. I already thought he was great, but this just lets me know him on a deeper level, and was just another God wink to me. Like, I
Oh
just played
yeah.
with him the night before, had no idea.
Yeah, something you say there, it almost the game causes us to be like we're 12 again, and you're just like, let's just play. Something about you just play, you enjoy one another's company, you don't go any deeper, but however, it builds a relationship that you feel comfortable going deeper if needed. And here it is. What are the chances that Tyler's in his late, you say he's in his late 20s.
Yeah, he's got to be late 20s, early 30s, young guy.
So you're going to go hang with him again tonight.
Yeah, with Jen.
Where else would you hang with? How else would you be
Yeah.
able to hang with somebody that age?
I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't. And and Tyler also, he had mentioned one of the first times I played with him wanting to start a veterans golf league. And I was already interested in that because my husband enjoys golf. So he had already kind of piqued my interest when he said that, but then nothing really, there wasn't a lot of follow through with it. Nothing ever came of it at that time. But now that we have connected on a deeper level now because of his shared testimony, because he knows that I was there, because I just went up and talked to him right before, the service. We can talk about that more now. I do feel comfortable, discussing that with him further, letting him meet my husband and, so forth, getting that started, hopefully.
Oh yeah. What a wonderful.
And that was recent. That was very recent. That was probably just 2 months ago or so.
Yeah, what a wonderful series of stories that weave together. So this is where I kind of ask you, have we What have we missed anything? And what would you want everyone to know that's listening to this? It's going to be a wide range. There are going to be beginners listening. There's going to be advanced players. There are people that never picked up a paddle and business related people. So have we missed anything? And how would you like to leave it?
I do want to mention pizza and pickleball that the Southern Pickleball Academy hosts every month because that also had a big part to play in my passion for pickleball. Rochelle, one of my spicy pickles that I had known actually, I had lived here back in 2011 through my husband's second deployment. And while I lived here, I worked at Aiken Regional and I met Rochelle. And Rochelle had her and I had been Facebook friends that whole time. You know, we hadn't been very close friends, but you know, we knew each other, followed each other on socials and whatnot. And she noticed that I had an interest in pickleball, and she invited me out to that January 2024 pizza and pickleball event. And I said, "Oh my gosh, how did I not know about this before? I love this." The thing I love the most about it is there were just all ages, all skill levels. The courts were full. My son was enjoying it. He would invite friends to come out to this. And then, I mean, and then you get pizza on top of it. Like, you don't even need the pizza for it to be a good time, but now you're going to throw it in pizza too. It's just a beautiful event. It's open to the community. You know, the Southern Pickleball Academy does amazing things by putting the pickleball equipment in all the schools, you know, to try to give them the groundwork set up to have pickleball at their schools. I love that. And so that is something that definitely needs to be mentioned. And people should definitely go if they are beginners
Yes.
because the Southern Pickleball Academy has paddles and balls and everything you need if you just want to, you know, have a go at it. As a matter of fact, I didn't see anything on the socials. I've just been kind of busy with work, but I missed the last pizza and pickleball event. But someone called me and said, "Are you going to First Friday Pickleball?" And I said, "Well, I wasn't planning on it, but I happen to be driving by. So let me stop by and chat. Maybe I can chat with the Southern Pickleball people a little bit about Silver Bluff because, you know, I'm trying to get pickleball started at Silver Bluff." So I stopped by there and Beth is out there playing with three other people. And she goes, "Oh, good, Abby's here." And I said, "Well, I don't know if I'm playing yet." I said, "It's a little windy to be playing tonight, don't you think, Beth?" And she said, you know, and it's not very difficult to convince me to play. So she said, "Well, I really need to man the table. You think you?" I said, okay, let me go put my shoes on. I didn't have, you know, the right attire, but I jumped on in and played a couple games anyway, because I would hate for someone to not be able to play if there weren't four people to play, especially if they're just trying their hand at it. You know, I want them to have a good first pickleball experience because it has
Yes.
affected me so deeply.
Listen, everyone listening to this, hear what she just said. If you're nervous about playing the sport, understandably, you never played a sport, you're going to meet all these people you don't know. Abby just described it. There's going to be a lot of people there that are going to want you to feel warm and want you to feel welcomed and want you to play. That's the beauty, Abby. Imagine walking up to a place saying, "I'm new," and you see Abby. And Abby makes you feel welcome and wants to play pickleball with you. Don't be bashful about going out. That's what the sport's about.
That's right.
That's
And I
about.
would tell you, even throughout that league experience, even the opposing teams, the Spicy Pickles had a favorite opposing team, which was the Pickle Pals. And two of the Pickle Pals are part of my early riser group now. One of the Pickle Pals actually came and celebrated my 40th birthday breakfast on a Thursday morning at 7 a.m. And you know, we're close friends now because of it. I'm so thankful that pickleball has crossed my path with all these different people from all different walks of, you know, different scenarios, different circumstances, different situations. But pickleball has really brought us all together. Matter of fact, I'm playing with the Pickle Pals, Bethany, Tyler, all of them in just a little bit as soon as I wrap up with this podcast, and I'm pumped about it.
I'm gonna let you get to that. You're gonna see me one day at this Pizza and pickleball.
Yes,
Take
please.
it easy on me. Champ, I want to end on this, and you might have one more additional comment on this. I want to let you know how grateful we are that you shared so much. What's loud and clear in this is that God is with us. God is with us in the high places, the low places, the pickleball court, the church setting, the pizza and pickle. You kept referencing the God winks, and everyone needs to know that he, right? That's how you would, he is with us. And when you
Yes.
shared that example of Tyler, what he was the one the night before that was struggling with that decision, right? That he was going to make it
It
too.
was the week before, and the week before I didn't recognize him though at church because I hadn't played with him recently. But the following week is when he actually did the baptism.
And wasn't it the night before he was at 2 a.m.?
It was the week before.
The week before at 2 a.m.
And he had stood up at the end of that service. And I thought he looked familiar that week, but because I hadn't played with him, it just didn't register with me until that following week.
So you would say he's always with you. He's there. When you're in those dark places, just cry out to him. He's there. And then pick up a pickleball paddle. Don't stay alone. Don't stay by yourself, and find a way to plug in somewhere where people are going to be around you, caring for you.
Most definitely, don't isolate. That is the worst thing anybody that is struggling can do. And pickleball just really gave me the ability to go out there and do something, get some exercise, get some physical health going, get some mental health going. And I have developed some lifelong friendships, through pickleball. I mean, those spicy pickles are like family to me now.
Oh, yeah.
And that happened over a 2 month period of time being on a league with them. Some of them I didn't even know. So
Yeah.
yeah, I and he it, God very specifically and intentionally put that group together. I'll tell you, our team captain was diagnosed with cancer at the very beginning of the season. Was supposed to have a mastectomy, but then the doctors decided they needed to do chemo for a period of time. I know that God put us together to be around her, pray for her, support her, and like I said, I mentioned in my piece, we're all going through some stuff, every single one of us. So to bring us together was just, I don't have another explanation but God.
That's a perfect way to end this episode. Other
Yes.
than one thing, I want to thank you so much for your time. I also want to thank you for your husband's service. If you get a
Yes,
chance, please
again.
tell him we are very grateful. And you mentioned deployment. It has to be very tough on the family as well. So thank you for what you've done for us. And
Yes.
I look forward to seeing you soon, Abby. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you so much, JD.
This concludes another episode of the Circle of the Panda podcast. I hope you've enjoyed this conversation with Abby Sullivan. If you need to get in touch with me, you can find me at JD@circleofthepanda.com. I wish you all the best and peace to you.